Are you sorry we had these children?
No. Life must carry on. Why should we surrender life to the brutes and fools?
I loved you. I wanted to serve you and make life happy for you. But think of the things that may happen to them. Were we selfish?
You weren't afraid to bear them. We were children yet. We're anxious. But we're not afraid. Really. Courage, my dear. And may that little heart have courage.
1,000,000원밖에 없다고. 일단은 당신 신장을 주면은 할 수는 있다고. 당신 거 주면은 내가 누나한테 맞는 신장 준다 이거야. 1,000,000원 받고. 알아듣겠어? 형 맞는 거지?
have a look. Come in. Fabulous. Fabulous. Simply fabulous.
Well, you said to be imaginative.
I certainly did.
Oh, geez. Where's Danny?
Oh, he's back in bed and sulking.
I don't know what's eating him.
Well, let's just go drag him out.
I don't know. I think we should leave him alone for a while. You know, he's simply impossible when he gets this way.
I know just what you mean. Malcolm gets the same way when she's upset. Come, let's have a drink.
Where did you
find him? Him is our next door neighbor, Elliot, and he's married. Don't stain the carpet, Polyology. Go take your heart pill.
Come, Elliot.
He is a brute, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not going to get away from him. He got a big investment. Yeah.
Honey, you don't stand a chance. You are hardly.
Oh, and this is Myra Brokenbridge.
Charming.
Cool it. And over here, this is Cleopatra.
Hi.
And this is Evan. Judy
Streisand.
Good evening, you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Spax, another edition of Sound Soup, every Monday, 11 o'clock. Boiling the finest ingredients, plundered and harvested from a variety of sources. So for the next hour, that's what you're going to hear. Thank you.
왜? 어떡하지 그럼?
무찌르다 공산당 몇 년만이냐 태안남아가는 게 눈뿐이다 나가 어서가자 나의 길로 나가자 나가 자유의 길로 내려 무찌르다 공산당 아니냐 내 안 하는 게
Waanzinnige angst aanjaagt. wohin jemals, fandest du mich frevelnd, da du solchen Qualen mich einbindest, mit Bremsen stechendem Schreckbild, wozu mich, unselig Wahnsinnige, schreckst du? Unter der Erde verbirg. Oder des Meeres Zähnen gibt mich zum Fraß, doch meide mir nicht die Gebete her, diese. Genug haben viel irrend die Wanderungen mich geübt, und nicht mehr, wie ich den Leiden entflieh, weiß ich zu lernen. Hoor je de Rup van de Kuchhoorn de Maagd?
San Francisco.
Great little town, Frisco.
No.
Rub them up like that.
I don't know. It's my problem, mister.
Where's the river, sir?
North end of town.
You can do what you say. Why don't you wake him up?
Just tell me what happened.
You could ask him. But he couldn't tell you. That's the point, isn't it? He couldn't tell you.
Can you tell me?
I can tell you this. In that car there was nothing, see? Nothing. Just talk. It's fair to say, isn't it, that a man like that doesn't think. He doesn't really feel. He goes through the motions of being human because nobody told him different.
Look, you may be the best surgeon in town, but you're not making yourself very clear.
Oh, what?
Hey. Doesn't he think?
Okay, for all I know, he may be a very clever and successful person.
Successful in whose terms?
In our terms.
His terms don't matter.
Yes. In some sense, they don't matter. I know that sounds awful. I probably don't even mean it. Maybe I have the whole thing wrong. The only thing to do is to try to make things better.
In whose terms?
Look, I'd like to explain to you about that guy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Spax. This you've been listening to Live Intuitive Mashup in the studio. Sound Soup is the program. 12 o'clock is the time. Time to go. Before I go, I'm going to read out the ingredients in this in today's mix. Just give me a second. So we had we started with Rimsky-Korsakov and Scheherazade, and everything was mixed together. Yeah. So there's Paul Asle-Pettersen, who played at the live Wet Sounds events in Stavanger earlier this month. All throughout the film, there were extracts from Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, a Japanese film, and then Asmus Tietjen, extract from World of Tomorrow, Drum Island, extracts from EastEnders, and a YouTube video about a 60s gay party. Neil Campbell, Moha, Christina Kubich, Dick Shorey's new percussion ensemble, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance again, Moha again, FM Einheit, Liv Runestarte, Amar Chord, excerpt from that, Little Claw, Colosseum, played Los Angeles, Mainliner, Phil Minton, David Bowie, Our Brother the Native, FM Einheit again, some radio play from the 50s, Philip Jack, Mukeka Dirato, Legendary Pink Dots, and before we hear now, it was again Our Brother the Native, and this is Ollie Barrett. So, yeah, there you have it. And it's likely that that you'll be hearing, well, you can pick this up, you can download it or listen to it again on the website newtoy.org/soundsoup. And until I plug this in for the next program, here's a bit more of whatever it is I've got running in the background at the moment, which I think is Bowie somewhere.
This is Rob Simone here on Resonance FM. You are invited to come along for the ride. The UK's only full-time alternative information program. Join us for this weekly journey of discovery here on Resonance FM 104.4.
Groove on. Hi, this is film producer and director Paul Davids.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo.
Hello, this is David Icke.
Hi, this is Uri Geller.
The UK's only full-time alternative information program. We bring to you the most interesting people on the planet. Uncensored, unrehearsed, you never know what you're going to hear. Come and find out for yourself what all the buzz is about. Right here on Resonance FM 104.4 on your FM dial.
I believe that we were under attack from a two-pronged source of evil.
What we do here is select and train individuals to transcend space and time, to view persons, places, or things remote in space and time, and to gather and report intelligence information on the same.
That they've been keeping secret for the better part of 20 years. But the French government has decided to release it. And when they did, there was so much traffic hitting their website, the server crashed.
No, it looks like a ghost.
Okay, so it's just a very...
People get chills when they see it.
Much evidence for the hard connection between the manipulation of the media and so forth. The government has enormous power to operate as it will and in secret. Yeah. That's one of the problems. That's why it's so dangerous.
Dive into the world of the paranormal, a world few understand,
A world many fear. One that will captivate the imagination and hold the senses. And the most frightening part about it, it's a world that's real.
As well as being one of the world's leading paranormal experts and ufologists, he's well known for commenting on world issues and politics. I'm intrigued. Rob Simone, welcome to the program.
Thanks for joining us. Wow, what a pleasant surprise. Please keep your seats. This, of course, is Resonance FM 104.4 on your FM dial here in the great city of London and, of course, worldwide on the internet at robsimone.com. Real pleasure to be here with you once again. This is what we like to do every Monday at midnight, or if you're listening to us on iTunes, we like to bring to you the most interesting people on the planet. Period. Full stop. End of sentence. And if you go to the website and you see who we've had on the past, or if you go to iTunes and check out the list, the growing list of interviews that are up there that reflect my life's work of going around the world to interesting, exotic, unusual places, delving into science and consciousness and the people who make up this world, like Uri Geller and the Dr. Edgar Mitchell, astronauts, and David Icke, and free thinkers like Zachariah Sitchin, you'll see that I think we've done a pretty excellent job of it so far. Once again, the website to look at all the information we have up about this program, who's coming up next, where to get copies of past shows and everything else, including my new book, UFOs in the Headlines. Just go to www.robsimone.com. That's S-I-M-O-N-E. And today is no exception. We have Steel Smith coming on from California. By the way, we are producing this show from Hollywood, California, where I'm living now. I used to live in the UK and did the show from Denmark Street, where the station used to be. And I have been moving around a little bit, so I find myself in Los Angeles, and it's really interesting here because not only, yes, are there all interesting people, but there's a culture growing, a culture of marijuana. That's right. Medical marijuana is all the rage right now. You can walk down Venice Beach, and people will come up to you and offer you a license where you can, and it's not that hard to get, really. You can get a license and you can go in and buy anything that your little heart desires. Hash, pot cookies, bongs, you know, high-grade indica bud, whatever you want. And people are doing it because it helps them. It is a form of medicine. And if that is your thing, then you no longer have to live in fear of being arrested by carrying this stuff around. It is a growing desire for many people to hold this particular license. We're going to talk to Steel Smith, someone who was a dispenser. He had a dispensary, and he was also growing it, had thousands of patients, was doing all kinds of things. And then what happened? Well, then the roof caved in. He was indicted by federal prosecutors. Believe it or not, he is at the forefront of this controversy that is raging, that no federal prosecutor wants to touch this case. He is in this legal purgatory. You've got to hear it. It's interesting stuff. We're also going to cover the highs and lows and some of the key points that this wonder drug